Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. In July, the European Commission fined Google $5 billion for antitrust violations and ordered the company to stop illegally tying Chrome and search apps to Android. While Google is appealing that decision, it also has to change the way it licenses things for devices shipped into the European Economic Area. Vendors can now choose to pay to license Google mobile apps in Play Store, Chrome, and Search all separately. Previously, they were all bundled into Android for free. Apps can also be licensed for non-Google versions of Android. The new system begins October 29th. When Facebook announced its Portal voice-activated speaker and display, Facebook told Recode that no data would be collected through Portal to be used for targeting ads. Facebook has since corrected itself, noting that while Portal itself will not collect data for ad targeting, the services it uses might. And in the case of Messenger, which is used for placing calls, it definitely will, since Messenger does that now. Portal itself, however, still will not run ads. Skydio is selling its R1 autonomous drone for $1,999 at U.S. Apple stores. The drone can be controlled from an Apple Watch, letting you set commands like follow or orbit. Chrome 70 for Windows, Mac, and Linux is out and includes the option to turn off automatic sign-in across Chrome and Google sites like YouTube. It also has an AV1 decoder and the ability to restrict extensions access to websites. Also, it supports progressive web apps on Windows, which can be launched from the Start menu. The website privacy.apple.com now includes the ability for Apple users to search what data Apple stores about them and download it if you want. It includes things like cloud bookmarks, iTunes purchases, and your AppleCare support history, among others. Apple also launched intelligent tracking prevention to reduce ad targeting and changed browser settings to combat fingerprinting. Facebook admitted in September 2016 that it had inflated average video viewing figures by not counting views less than 3 seconds. Court proceedings have allowed plaintiffs in a case against Facebook to review internal Facebook records, and the claimants now say Facebook knew about the inflation as far back as January 2015, and that the inflation resulted in 150 to 900% rise in average viewing time numbers, not 60 to 80%. Apple, Google, Microsoft, and Mozilla have announced a unified plan to deprecate the use of TLS 1.0 and 1.1 by March 2020. TLS is built on SSL, which it has replaced in securing browser connections. Sites are advised to switch to TLS 1.2 or 1.3 by March 2020. Baidu is the first Chinese company to join the Partnership on AI, which develops ethical guidelines for AI research. It already has Google, Apple, and Facebook as members of the partnership. Netflix announced its earnings for Q3 with subscriber growth of 6.96 million, beating its own estimates of 5 million. 1.09 million of that growth came from the United States, also beating expectations. Netflix also predicted it will grow by another 9.4 million in Q4. Company's net income rose to $402.8 million, or 89 cents a share. Finally, Samsung launched Exynos Auto chips and ISOCELL Auto image sensors, expanding its chip line outside mobile devices. The Exynos Auto line will include chips devoted to driver assistance, infotainment, and telematics. ISOCELL Auto sensors will include three models that range from 960p up to 4K. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.